Good afternoon. Very pleased with the victory today. Good division victory for us. Great to be back home. You know, coming off the bye week, I thought the football team as a whole came out. It was a little bit of a disjointed game. You know, the officials went through an adjustment there and lost an official. And I the game was kind of up and down as far as different breaks in the game. And I thought that was more of a reflection, really, how we felt that we were playing. It was a little bit like a sparring match, going back and forth. But I thought our players did an excellent job of handling the situations that came up in the game. Starting first with the defense, we had a number of injuries. A number of players stepped up, played. First, Robert Francois stepped up for Brad Jones, and feel terrible about Robert's situation. And then Jamari Latimer going in there, and so forth. So. Fine performance by our defense. Offensively, we wanted to be patient. We had some penalties that didn't help us on a couple drives. Our big play production was a little bit off, but very pleased with our approach, the patience, execution, and ability to score, score enough points, obviously, to win the game. Special teams, Mason Crosby was on fire today, was stroking, hitting the ball very well. One of the keys to our victory today. Those are my thoughts. With that, I'll take your questions.
The big play to James Jones, the touchdown, the only touchdown in the game, how big was that for you to get some space?
Well, I think as you watch the game, our ability to run the football, the focus from their defense and three shell defenses against us, the opportunities outside versus started with the late safety rolling down into the box and, then playing soft on the outside. And as the coverages, got tighter, we were able to, attack deeper. So we wish we'd have probably been able to hit a couple more of those, but, James had a big day, just had one that, he didn't get the second foot down there. It was another big play. But, yes, anytime getting an end zone when a game is that tight, I mean, that's one of the critical plays in the football game. So that was a big score for us.
Mike, would you talk, please, a little bit about your interior linemen and the job they did on Sue and Fairley?
Well, I mean, Evan, Josh and TJ, these guys are blue-collar types. They really get after, talented in their own right. So I always refer to those guys as the core of our offense, because between the center and the guards and the quarterback, there's a ton of responsibility that goes on those four men's shoulders, the ability to do different things. They give us great flexibility at the line of scrimmage. Their particular play was vital. I mean, everybody knows the importance of Fairley and Sue to their defense. So that was our focus. That was our starting point. Started in the run game, and carried over to the play action. Frankly, I really didn't get to a whole lot of action passes that I probably anticipate getting to coming into the game. And that's an even more credit to our whole line to be able to handle those guys more in a drop-back environment.
Jordy Nelson had another great day catching the ball. What impressed you the most from what you saw
from him? Jordy's Jordy. I mean, he keeps making plays, particularly ones on the sideline. So consistent. The onside kick, I think, tells you about him as a football player, to go in and, still takes all the special teams reps throughout the week, whether it's in the return game, the hands team on the onside kick. So, excellent football player.
Have you ever seen a guy have that many toe tappers this early in a season like that?
I've charted a lot of things in my day, particularly as a quality control coach, but I have not charted toe tappings, particularly after 4 weeks. So, there's been a lot of them, yes.
Mike, did your running game dictate somewhat to Detroit how to change the way they were playing defense during the course of the game?
No, Gunther came in. When you broke him down the first four weeks of the season, he played us exclusively 84% two shell last year, but he was pretty much 50-50 going into our game. And as the week went on, you always wonder, hey, how are they going to play it? Play us. And as the week went on, just knowing Gunther, I mean, he's a technician, very detailed, and he's going to coach his guys, and they're going to play what they feel they're playing best. So. We kind of, with that approach that we were expecting some three shell. I didn't expect that much, and I think the success of the run game obviously brought more. But, Gunther's going to – he's going to coach his defense, and he's going to call his defenses, and that's why we kind of came into the game with a 50-50 type of plan.
Like the third straight game where you really run the ball pretty well, you happy with the way that's gone?
Happy with the way we're running the ball. You know, happy with the touches the running backs are getting. You know, we'd like to see Eddie get over 100. My understanding was pretty close there at the end. It's being balanced. Helps our quarterback, and it'll continue to help our perimeter as we move forward.
Mike, did Nick Perry play his best game today?
I'm sorry?
Nick Perry, did he play his best game today?
You know, I would anticipate that, really, until I watch the tape. You know, I'd have to give you a better answer on that. But, he definitely was productive, had a lot more opportunities today. So, very happy with both Mike Neal and Nick, the way they played today.
They were able to move the ball a bit, but your sacks seemed to come up good times with them long third downs. How important was it to get after a quarterback who had only been sacked three times?
Well, they've been doing a great job getting the ball out of their hands. Like, as you stated, being sacked only three times coming into the game, getting them in the third down, particularly favorable down the distances, the one right there before the half, I really thought we were going to get the ball back. But, we've been playing pretty good on third down. It's something that hasn't been a strength of theirs, and that was definitely a situation that we put a lot of time and focus on.
You weren't able to get touchdowns in your red zone opportunities. What made it so difficult with a short field?
Well, our red zone production is definitely not where we wanted to be. Anytime you kick five field goals, that's an obvious statistic. But you look at some of the plays and the way they played us aggressively down there. And it just, as I stated earlier, we had some shot plays, we had some opportunities, and it's something that we'll learn from and grow from and when we do the tape tomorrow.
Did the news that Calvin Johnson wasn't going to play, did that cause you to make any pregame adjustments?
I think any time a player like Calvin Johnson goes out of the game, or I think it'd be no different than someone like Clay Matthews or so forth. When you surprise it, you have to adjust your thinking. But it's football, still football.
Randall Cobb is such a playmaker. Didn't have the catches today, but he had that one big run. Can you talk about how big that was for him when he wasn't catching the ball as much today?
Randall Cobb's a playmaker. It's important for him to touch the football. Something that, as a play caller, looking back on the Cincinnati game, I felt like I didn't do a good enough job getting him the football. So we have different ways to do that. Whether it's in the return game, from the backfield and so forth. That was a huge play in the game. It was a momentum play for our whole team. It was the stadium was dead, and that kind of brought everybody alive, particularly on our sideline.
Mike, you have a lot of injuries at one position, at middle linebacker. Yeah. How comfortable do you feel that at least AJ is, and how valuable has he been as kind of a rock of reliability?
AJ Hawk, same guy every day. Total control, total command, productive as a player, very understated player. Doesn't get the credit that he deserves for the job that he does here. He managed the whole situation, and he's kind of that quarterback. And the communication comes in from the sideline. I thought AJ had a heck of a day.
Reggie Bush today in the first half, you held him to just 9 yards. With Calvin Johnson now, how important was it to lock down the number one playmaker?
Well, it's important. It's Reggie Bush, we felt going into the game, was an important addition to their offense, and no different today. They have a primary focus of trying to get him the football, so he's definitely someone you target, and our guys did a great job of executing and staying focused on that.
Last one. Mike, you've broken down the season into quarters. At this point, you're 2-2, one divisional win, going on the road. How do you feel like?
2-2, we're even. That's the way I look at it. You need to operate in a world of plus four or better. So, we have a big one next week. At Baltimore, we need to get a road win. We've been a good team on the road. We haven't won on the road yet this year. So, it's time for us to step up and take our game to another level. I'll say this about our football team: we've improved every week, and that's what I like about it. But the reality is, we have so much more in front of us. We got young players that have played more football at this point of season than we probably expected to come out of training camp, and the benefits from that we will definitely benefit from that coming down the stretch. My goodness, I need a glass of water or something. Where's my guys? What are you doing over there?